Okay, we're on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? 7a, page 13 of Masechet Nazir. I'll begin on the Mishnah, four lines from the top. So this Mishnah is going to address, terms that a person accepts or the period of time that a person accepts as a Nazir. And if you remember, we learned in the Mishnah, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, that if a person just accepts a Nazir without specifying it's 30 days, and it seems to come out from Halacha, though, that if he would even say, you can't take a Nazir less than 30 days. So but even if a person would say 1 or 2 or 3 days, it would would default over to 30. So let's see what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah says on line 4, Manitin, Amar Harina Nazir Achad Gidolo. If a person says, now there's two ways to understand this. I'm a Nazir for one big term, could be one way to understand it. Or it could be that he doesn't actually say the word Achad. He just says Gidola. It says achat means like either or. And I'm basing this on what Rav Leibowitz was saying and also what I saw in the Masechta Gemara. He says, but it's, I think where it's easier to say even one gedola. Or I'm a nazir for one short term. Even if he says he accepts a nazirus from today, like till eternity, you could say. Now, achat we had sofa olam could mean from here till eternity. Or achad v'yad sofa olam could mean from here till the end of the earth, like the amount of time I take to get to the end of the earth, he's a nazir shloshim yom. In all of these cases, he's a nazir for 30 days. And if you look at the Rashi / Mefarish, he says, manitin amar vi nazir achad kitana. Now, the way that the Rashi has it, kitana comes first, which fits in better in the Mishnah. So the person saying, whether he says achad kitana, or achad gedola, or even for eternity, it's Shloshim Yom. Let's see the Rashi on this. Amari Nazir Achaktana, lo tape chutim Shloshim Yom, bafilo Amari Nazir Yom Achad. Even if he says I'm a Nazir for one day, in the Rashi, the third narrow line, Areza Nazir Shloshim Yom, bafisha Nazir pechutim Shloshim, because no Naziris could be less than 30 days. Osha Amari Nazir Achakidola, I feel more take it only can be at sofa olam arisa inu nazir shloshim yom ki deamar begemara deamar hachimash v'deamar aricha lai hadan zero to shloshim ki mikan at sofa olam. So the Gemara is going to explain that. Well, first let's do with the lower end, then we'll go with the higher end. The lower end, the way Rashi says Mefarish learns that he could say even 1, 2, or 3 days, but that means always slips over to 30 days. But with the gedola one, the Gemara is going to say it means that. That the person feels like this Naziris is like forever for me, but not that, it's hard, like 30 days. Now, let's just see the third Tosfos, Harina Nazir Chakdola, Harina Nazir Chaktana. So, at first, you see the Tosfos has the way argues the Gdola and Ktana, Kolomar, Loshnaki Amar Gdola, Loshnaki Amar Ktana, Bafilomar Mikanvi at Sofa Olam, Lohavi Nazir Shoshim Yom, Gdola Tatamar, Kolomar Gdola, Nazir to Trichalai. In other words, I find this like so tedious. It feels like forever. But he says, "O Ktana Klomar Lo Tricha Like Klal." So the way the Tosfos understands it, Ktana, the way the Rashi Mefarish said it, even like 1 or 2 days, that could mean. So it gets jacked up to 30. But the way Tosfos understands it, when he says Ktana, it means that even if it's a snap for me, it's no big deal for me. But feel me Ktana Biat Sofa Olam Igmar Mefarish the Tricha Baricha Lai Milta Mekana Biat Sofa Olam. All right, now let's just see. Let me look around for 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 second. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts that we did on the mission so far? Everybody good? Okay. So moving on to the Gemara now. Okay. So we're on Zion Amud Aleph in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Amai v'hamikan v'yad sofa olam ka'amar." So focusing on the case where he says, I'm going to be a Nazir from here till eternity or till here, till the end of the earth. He says, why is he a Nazir for 30 days? He said, from here till eternity. So Haki Kamar, so the Gemara says, what he means is, Aricha Lai Hadamilta, this, Nazirus seems like so long to me can't be on Sofa Olam, like it never ends. It's like, you're working at a job, you can't stand it. Five, I'm waiting for the clock at 5 o'clock. I say, I can't stand this. It's like a million years with this thing. So that's what he means. He doesn't mean that he's going to be a Nazir forever. Okay, let's take a look further in the Gemara. He says, okay, welcome. Okay, so, okay, we're on Zion Amidala around the seventh line, okay? So the Gemara says, Tanan, now we're going to ask a question from Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. Tanan, Harini Nazir Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. Let's say a person says, I'm a Nazir from here to locate, let's say from here, from New York to Chicago or something like that. Omdim, so we evaluate, Temimim Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. What is the travel time to take from point A to point B? I was thinking about this today. You know, today with modern travel, with the airplanes and everything, so the whole world is like a day, it's everywhere. But Bizman Chazal, so I was wondering whether it would be a different halacha today, but there was Bizman Chazal, you know, travel would take a lot of days. So if a person says, I'm a Nazir from point A to point B, you have to evaluate how many days it would take to travel from point A to point B. Pachot mishloshim yom, Nazir shloshim yom. If it takes less than 30 days to get from point A to point B, then he's signing up for Nazir for 30 days, because we said he can't have less than 30 days. Bimlav, but let's say it's a 45-day journey from point A to point B, Nazir k'minyana yamim. He's a Nazir for those, please, I need to find that, okay? So he's a Nazir for those number of days. So let's say it would take 45 days to go from point A to point B, so he's a Nazir for 45 days. So the question is, so the question is, how come in the Mishnah we say, you know, I'm a Nazir from here till eternity? We don't say you're more than 30 days. He's just saying that it's just long for me. But if I say Mikan Viad, you know, place play to point B, then it's the number of days from point A to point B. So I'm a Rava, need a small Dalit, I'm a Rava, Shehechsik Baderech. So Rava says, in the case of the next Mishnah, we're talking about Shehechsik Baderech. Hechsik Baderech is either he's poised to actually take a trip, or he's actually engaged in the trip. Now let's look at the Rush on this. Let's see. He says, if you look at the Rush, in my Gemara, it's around 10 lines though below in the wide lines in Tosfos. Shehechsik Baderech Umistama. In other words, Mistama, he's concerned. He wants to be safe on his trip. So he's taking upon himself as Neder Nazirus. He feels that this will, you know, assure him of a safe trip, protect him. So under those circumstances, we could say that he's indeed saying that he's going to be a Nazir those number of days. But otherwise, if you say like from here to eternity, you know, that then we're thinking that it's just like a long thing, like, you know, it's right. In other words, it's just trichalai milta. It's like, feels like forever, but he's just 30 days. Now, with Hechsik Baderech, so I was listening to Rav Arya Leibowitz today in his shir. So he was getting to this whole machloket poskim. Let's say you have to say tefillat aderech. So when do you say, let's say you're taking a trip, when do you say tefillat aderech? So it's machloket poskim, and he was mentioning that the Maharam Mirutenberg would say Tefillat Aderech in his Tefillat Shacharis. In other words, after Gomel Chasim Tefillin Mo Yisrael, he would say Tefillat Aderech in there. And I assume it means because, you know, Tefillat Aderech doesn't open Baruch. In other words, it's Yiratzon. So you have to be in with the Bracha beforehand. So you would link it to that Bracha. And then after Gomel Chasim Tefillin Mo Yisrael, and then there are other posts can say no. After you leave, like Ibu Rosh Ha'ir, you leave the city, then you make the Tefillat Aderech. So there's two ways to understand our Gemara. This is what Rav Leibowitz was saying. Shehechsik Baderech. Shehechsik Baderech mean that he was poised to, and he thought it made more sense that he hadn't begun the trip yet. In other words, he's ready to begin the trip, and now he takes a Nazirus for the number of days that'll take him to get wherever he's going. But, and that would work well with the Tzad that, that he's still there right from the very beginning. I think he said that Chida says this, and then on the other hand, other people say no. It's like after you've begun the trip already. Now he said he thought the chakira was like this. Why do you say Tefillat Aderech? So one way to understand Tefillat Aderech is it's like the Tefillas Rishus from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm taking permission from a Kaddish Baruch Hu to make the trip. So that makes sense, like the Maharam, like in Shacharis. But if I say it's like, because I'm afraid for protection, so when I'm in the city, you don't even know I'm traveling out there, and then I'm going to leave the city, then I get, you know, a little more, I want to invoke Hashem's protection, and then that would go like that. Okay, let's go back and look, what?
Protection for you though.
Yeah, so protection, in other words, let's say I'm in Great Neck, I don't feel like I need protection here in Great Neck, you know what I mean? In other words, like I'm in the city, city's protected, I don't feel any protection there. All right, now, okay, now, the, again, so in the Mishnah, we learned Mikan v'yat sofa olam, he's only nazir for 30 days. Now we learned one shot because it's like trichalai milta. It's like this nazirus, I can't take it, it goes for here forever, but he doesn't mean that he's doing more than 30 days. But then we said, if he says he's in the mission tomorrow, he says Mikan v'yat makom ploni, if it's more than 30 days, then he's accepting himself as nazirus for corresponding to the number of days for the journey. So now the Gemara has a question on this. Then he's defaulting over to 30 days. Yeah, that's what we said. So that's what he said. He says, that's what the Mishnah said. And then more than that with the number of days. Now, the Gemara says, around midway down the column, on Zayin Aleph, parsa uparsa. So now the Gemara wants to say, it's like shifting gears a little bit. Why can't we say that he's accepting upon himself a term of Nazirus for each parsa he's going to travel? In other words, you're right. It's in other words, he's saying that he's going to accept upon himself Nazirus, like from point A to point B. But why can't we say that he's accepting upon himself the multiple terms of Nazirus for each parsa that he's going to travel? Now, the Gemara hasn't spelled this out yet, but it's going to be related to a Mishnah that it's going to quote. This is again in tomorrow's daf. The Gemara is going to have it in a few lines. The Gemara is going to say that if a person says he's going to be a Nazir, like the hairs on his head, so then he's accepting upon himself multiple Nazirus, like the hairs on his head. In other words, each hair, in other words, but it means like forever, in other words, like with the hairs on his head. But we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, so v'laveko parso parsa. So Amara Papa ba'atra glomani parsis. For Papa says, we're talking about a locality where they don't measure by parsa, what's the sounding means. But then the Gemara says, v'laveko avna ba'avna. Now avna ba'avna, avna could be a lodging place, or it could be a day, or it could be like, it's almost the same thing like Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, it was every day in the evening you go to a lodging place. So it means, why can't we say, let's say it's 45 days from point A to point B, instead of saying he accepted upon himself in the years of 45 days, why do we say that he accepted upon himself 45 terms of Nazirus? 45 terms of Nazirus. Why is it 45 days? What, maybe it's 45 terms of Nazirus. So Milo Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, and this is the Mishnah that he was really coming off before, and again, it's in tomorrow's daf, Milo Tanan, Harini Nazir Kafa Ha'aretz. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, like the dirt of the earth, or the dust of the earth, Uchsar Roshi, or the hairs on my head, Ukechol Yam, like the sands on the sea, on the beach, Harezi Nazir Olam. Now here, it talks about Nazir Olam, it does not mean, like we learned on Shabbos and on Thursday, he had Nazir Olam, was like Avshalom, so he's a Nazir Olam, and he gets to take a haircut either every 7 days, every 30 days, or once a year. So here the Gemara does not mean that. Here it means the Nazir Olam, he's a Nazir in perpetuity, and he says, Umagaleach Chal Shloshim Yom, and it'll take, in other words, he's accepted upon himself in perpetuity multiple terms of Nazirus, each term of Nazirus for 30 days. In other words, he's saying, like Chol Ayam, how many sins are on the beach that we don't know. So he's accepting himself, he's going to be Nazir forever. Yeah, he's going to be 30, going on ad infinitum. Always 30 days, constantly a term of Nazirus, then done with it. So the question is, why do we say in that instance, when he says, I'm a Nazir like the Kol Hayam, I'm a Nazir like the Afar Haaretz, I'm a Nazir like the Sar Roshi, when he says that, why do we say he's accepting upon himself multiple terms of Nazirus, ad infinitum, each one 30 days? Why don't we say the same thing here? When he says, I'm a Nazir from point A to point B, and let's say it's 45 days from point A to point B, why don't we say he's accepting upon himself 45 terms of a Nazirus? Why is it one Nazirus of 45 days? Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Kol milta de'ipe kitsuta lo katani. So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says he's accepting upon himself multiple terms of Nazirus, means something which is not finite, then he's accepting upon himself multiple terms of Nazirus. In other words, logically, how could we translate it the other way? In other words, let's say you'd want to say he's accepting upon himself Nazirus, like his hairs of his head. How many hairs does a person have in his head? In Nazirus, like the sands on the sea. You know, how what would the term be? We don't know. But to say that multiple terms, that each sand represents like multiple terms going on ad infinitum, that makes sense to say like that. But where something is determinable, a finite amount, like 45 days from point A to point B, there we're going to say accepted upon himself when the zeros of 45 days. Okay, let's go slowly with this now. So again, we started off in the Mishnah where he said, Mikan v'yad sofa olam. So there we said that he meant 30 days. It's pichalai milta. But when he says from point A to point B, and point A to point B is more than 30 days, except upon the 30 days. So then we said, well, what the Mishnah says in tomorrow's daf, it says that if a person accepts Nazirus, like Kafar Arts, Saroshi, Kolayam, so he's a Nazir forever with multiple terms. So why in that case is it multiple repeating terms of 30 days? And here from point A to point B, is it just one Nazirus of 45 days in my example? So the Gemara says where it's finite, then we could say he means it to one thing, but where it's with no determinable number, so then we're going to say it's multiple terms. Now, the Gemara says, Bahatanya, now the Gemara brings this as a proof to what we just said. Bahatanya, we learn in the Braisa, Harini Nazir Kol Yemei Chayai. If a person says, I'm a Nazir for the rest of my life, Harini Nazir Olam, or I'm a Nazir Olam, and here Nazir Olam does mean the way we typically learned it. He's a Nazir Olam like Avshalom, or he's a Nazir Olam. So either one of those, he's a Nazir Olam. That's forever. That's the one where he doesn't have a finite amount. But if he says, Afilu, if he does have a finite amount, meaning he says, Daniel with us, he says, Afilu me'ashana, even if he says 100 years. So 100 years is presumably more than his life. Even if he says me'ashana. Even if he says 1,000 years, that's a long time. Obviously, you know, more than he's going to live. But even if he said that, but it was a finite amount, 100 years, 1,000 years, Ainza Nazir Olam. He's not a Nazir Olam. He's not a Nazir Olam like Avshalom. Ela Nazir Li Olam. He signed up for one single term of 100 years or 1,000 years. So that proves what we said before, that where it's a finite amount, so they would say it's one term, but where it's a, you know, an amount that can't be not finite, I don't want to say infinite, but not finite, so then, or, you know, indeterminate, so then we're going to say it's multiple terms.
Maybe it's that to the moon and back.
What?
The moon and back.
Yeah, so...
I guess the only way to go is...
Yeah.
So the guy's an astronaut, is there, you know, to the moon and back.
Yeah. So if so, sounds like the honeymooners. Anyway, there used to be a television series on TV going in the 1950s and 1950s, and Jackie Gleason was the star of it, and he would always say, oh, to the moon and back, Alice. Or all the way to the moon or something like that, if you say. Anyway, so again, so I think Yosef's onto it. In other words, if it's something that you're going to travel, so then here, I mean, the way it's coming out with the moon now is just like a week to the moon. So it doesn't even work out. Even to the moon doesn't come out to be like more than 30 days. It comes out less than 30 days. So there would be the 30, look for 30 days. But either way, it comes out to 30 days. Then it's also 30 days. Okay. All right. So let's go further in the Gemara, and then we'll summarize in a minute. Now, all right. Now we have Rabba Amar. Now, there's a question. We'll see in a minute. So the Rabba Amar, this is a different Hesber for why we say if a person says, I'm traveling from point A to point B, this number of days, and then if he says, the hairs on my head, then we said that that's multiple terms. So he says, so one answer was, one was finite, one was, you know, not determinate. In other words, he says, Rabba Amar, Shani Sa'arot, Homu Velo Zumi Zoom. He says that hairs, besides being like, you know, an indeterminate amount, but they're all distinct and separate. One hair is distinct and separate from the other hair. They're clearly separate items. Like you could also say, like the sands of the sea are granular. Each one is separate from the other one. Gabi yomi nami. So the Gemara thinks that when he says a period of time, the time is not divisible as clearly as the hairs. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Gabi Yomi Nami, Aktiva Yerevay Boker Yom Echad. But it says by time also, there was an evening and a morning one day. Why is that not also like a unit? So the Gemara says, Hatam Lav Dmifski Mehadadehu. They're not divided. It means the Gemara is going to say that time is a continuum. Time flows one time, and it was not clearly divisible one time from another time. In other words, time flows evenly one time into the other time. He says, My Ka'amar, he says, what is the Torah teaching me? Yoma B'leil Yachad Yoma. In other words, it's teaching me in Achinami for purposes of halacha, the day begins with the night, and then it goes to the next day. And that's the way we're going to calculate time. But it all flows one into the other. So the Gemara wants to say that when a person says he's going to be a Nazir like the hairs on his head, like the sand of the sea, so he's accepting upon himself multiple terms of Nazir, because each is like a finite segment. The hair is separate, one hair is separate from the other set. When it comes to time, so time flows, one time flows in the next. It's not divided as... In other words, he says, I'm going to be a Nazir from point A to point B. And point A to point B takes 45 days to go. So the question is, does he mean a Nazirus of 45 days? Or does he mean 45 terms of Nazirus? So the Gemara said, in this answer, time is a continuum. He doesn't mean separate, because time is not itself separate. Anyway, that's a separate second answer. Okay, now, three lines from above where it gets the Mishnah. Now, the way that Rabbi Leibowitz explained this is going back to the original question in the Mishnah. Like when a person says, Min kan v'yad sofa olam, he's accepted from here to the end. And it could be from here till eternity, or it could be from here to the ends of the earth. We said he means shloshim yom. So why does that mean shloshim yom? So the Gemara says, because he means I can't take this nazir, so it goes on forever. Rava Amar, why are you bothered with this question so much? So Rava wants to say in the Mishnah, in the first two cases of the Mishnah, what does he say? He takes one term, one big term, or one short term. In the third case, he says he's going to take one period of time. He says, Mikan v'yad sofa olam. So when he says, achat, he means one term of Nazirus, of Shloshim Yom. Yeah. But he means that he did say achat. It was Tana doesn't mention, because he mentioned achat in the first case. Right, but he means that he did say achat. Now, the only thing is that this works better. I told you there's two ways to understand the Mishnah, that each one he's saying achat, or the first two cases he's not actually saying achat. This is what Rav Leibowitz was just saying, but then it's hard to understand the answer in the Gemara. Okay, so we did the first part, for the first piece of let's go over again and just review in our own mind, and it's all worked out. So in the Mishnah we saw that stam nazirus for shloshim yom. That's the thing. That so if a person says I'm taking a big term, a small term, that's very amorphous the way of referring to it, then he's just saying 30 days. And even if he says I'm going to be a nazir from here like till eternity, he also means it's 30 days. He just means like this Nazirus, I feel like it's like eternity for me. Now, another reason we gave in the Gemara why it's only 30 days, because he said, Achat, he says, I'm Nazir for Achat, for one term that's, from here. But he doesn't mean like forever. He means like one term for 30 days. And, the part that I was bothered with when I was doing the daf today is because the Braisa said, if a person says, Harini Nazir, kol yamei chayai, if a person says, I'm a Nazir for my whole life, then he's a Nazir Olam, but for Nazir Olam. But you have to say that here, the two elements that are here, and I think the way Rabbi Leibowitz was explaining as well, the two elements that we have here, he's saying Mikan Biyat Sofa Olam means it's like Trichalai, Milton. In other words, it feels like for eternity for me. And also, the Gemara says Achat, which is another reason, like one term. All right, anyway, then the Gemara introduced us to the idea that if a person says I'm a Nazir from here till from point A to point B, he means that he's accepting upon himself Nazirus the amount of days. So it's less than 30 days, 30 days, more than 30 days, and a term of Nazirus like equal to those number of days. So the Gemara said, why is that number of days? So Rava said, Shehichzik Badera. In other words, why can't we say he feels like like, why can't we say the same thing? It's like I feel the zeros is like so long, like from here till whatever, till San Francisco. So he says, no, he means that he was masik baderek. He either was poised to go on the trip or he's on the trip and he wants this protection. So then lends credence to the idea that he wants the protection of the zeros that number of days. Then we said, how come in Mishnah tomorrow's daf, we're almost with everybody. In the Mishnah tomorrow's daf, we have a Mishnah which says, "Arini Nazir Kafar Aretz Uksar Roshi Kolayam." He's a Nazir Olam. Then he's a Nazir in perpetuity. And we said that Nazir Olam doesn't mean like the Nazir Olam before. It means he's repeated 30-day terms, constantly 30-day terms, like forever. So the Gemara gave two answers to that. Either it means that there's an indeterminate number. In other words, there's no way to interpret that he means a time period, because we don't know how many hairs on the head. We don't know how many cholayam. We don't know this, like, you can't count that. So it means that he's accepting some multiple repeating terms, whereas where it's finite, there he means one term, the number of days. Or the other pshat we said with the saroshi, this is Rabba's answer in the Gemara, is there each element is separate and distinct from the other element. Each grain of sand is separate and distinct from the other grains. Each hair is separate and distinct from the other hair. So I guess you have to say that far ha'aretz, each, well, maybe granule of dirt. I don't know if dust means dust like we refer to it, or it means like the dirt. But anyway, each one is separate and distinct. But time is a long continuum. So there he's saying you're still the end of that time. Okay, wait. One second. Give me one second. All right. All right. Well, now we're going to open up the floor for some questions, comments, and thoughts. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Okay, Daniel's going to ask you a question. Go ahead. Daniel's making a comment.
That says that every hair has its own follicle.
Right.
Not be what we go to another.
Right. So what's, well, why is that a steer? It's not a steer. All right.
I never understood that the world would be destroyed if one goes to another.
All right, I don't know. Okay, now.
So we have two types of Nazir Olam. One Nazir Stam and one Nazir Shimshon. So
is that correct? Wait. So we have Nazir Shimshon we discussed already. And Nazir Olam typically means that with Avshalom is Nazir Olam, that he said. So here the Gemara refers to it as Nazir Olam, but it really means like, right, but it's not typically what you refer to as Nazir Olam, but the Brisa refers to as Nazir Olam. Yeah. So, right, Nazir Olam, like repeat, it means repeating terms of 30 days going on forever. All right, I'm going to move on if there's no other questions, comments, or thoughts. Everybody good? Okay. What? Say what?
Cancel it.
You mean to ask a Shayla or a Kapam? Yes. So these you could also Mustama do. Okay, now.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You have to keep on bringing Karbano every 30 days then?
Right, that's correct. Every 30 days he's got to bring three Karbano.
Well, the Nazir Olam, you don't, right? Because that's the difference.
So, you mean with the Nazir with Avshalom? Yeah, So the Nazir with Avshalom, one second, we go back to the Mishnah. So we said, Nazir Avshalom also, right, like Yosef is saying, right, Yosef is saying that Avshalom is for Rishus to bring the Korban out.
So, he brings every 30 days?
One second. Let me, one second.
Every
12 months,
every 30 days, or every week.
Right, so the Mishnah says, Mefurash Daf Dalet, please, I need everybody quiet. Okay, the Mishnah says on the Mishnah, on Daf Dalet, Amin Aleph, Umevi Shlosh Behemot. He says, so this is talking about the Nazir Olam. So the Mishnah says he does bring Korban out. And if he's Tame, then he has to bring those korbanos. So the Mishnah says that the Nazir Olam, like the Avshalom, does have to bring korbanos.
Every 30 days? Is that just or, I mean, what's the reference of 30 days?
No. Okay, remember, we had, Yosef's on the ball here. So we had a three-way machloket, how often he takes a haircut, either once every 7 days, once every 30 days, or once every 12 months. Whatever the term is, that's when he's got to bring the korbanos.
But now this, where you said it's continuous, where he has to keep going.
It's not so much different. In other words, here we're talking about an Azir Olam. It's like repeating 30-day terms.
Uh-huh. But it's definitely right. Here. It's definitely 30 days. Whereas before,
yeah, here it's definitely 30. It's mentioned 30 days, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to move on. So we're on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're right. Zayin Amud Aleph is the Daf. Is Zayin Amud Aleph at the one line above where it gets wide? Okay. The Manitin Hareini Nazir Biyom Echad. Let's say a person says I'm a Nazir and one day. This is Hareini Nazir B'Sha'a Echad. I'm a Nazir and 1 hour. Hareini Nazir Achad Omechta. I'm 1.5 Nazir. Hareiza Nazir Shtayim. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, he's accepted upon himself 2 terms of Nazirus in each one of these cases. So the Gemara is going to analyze this, but the simple shot, we're going to say when he says Nazir B'Yom Echad, meaning I accept upon myself 1 term of Nazirus, and then I accept upon myself another term of Nazirus. When he says Yom Echad, there's no term of Nazirus for Yom Echad, so he's accepting upon himself another term of 30 days. So it's 2 terms of 30 days, is what he's saying. And the same thing with Sha'afat and Nazir Achad Omechza, 1 term, and then another half term. You can't do a half term and do another 30 days. That's a simple shot in the Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay, now, the Gemara says, Lamali the Mitna Kulhani. Why does the Tana have to teach me all these cases? We get the idea. You know, you can't have half terms, so anything over the term, you're accepting another term. So it's 3 cases. The Gemara says, I need all 3 terms. Di Tana Rein Nazir B'Yom Echad, if the Tana have only taught me the first case, I'm a Nazir and 1 day, I would say, Hachuhu Dirminan Ein Nazir L'Yom Echad. I would say, in this case, I understand there's 2 terms, because he can't be a Nazir for 1 day. I'm Tulahachi, Kamani Tartan. Therefore, he's got to count 2 terms. Okay, that I'm good with. Aval Hareini Nazir V'Sha'a Echad, but if he says I'm a Nazir and 1 hour, Limni Shloshim V'Echad Yom. I would think that's 31 days. So what does the Gemara mean by this? So Rishonim have different Hezbeirim. That's so simple. But the Rush wants to say, this Rush is quoted by the Shittim of Kibetze. So the Rush wants to say like this, that Nazirus is composed of days. It's not composed of hours. So I would think that if a person says, I'm a Nazir and 1 hour, that's not saying I'm signing up for another 30-day period. I'm signing up, in other words, I'm a Nazir and 1 more day. You know what I mean? In other words, the hour, is not the component of a Nazirus. In other words, days are components of Nazirus. So when he says, I'm a Nazir and 1 hour, he's just doing, in Achinam, the hour is going to be a day, but he means like added on to the previous, right, that's what we think, that's one way. Or, way number two, this way that the Masifta brought from the Bali Tosfot Amud Beis, and the Levi mentioned this as well. The other way is to say like this, that the 2 alternatives are, what are the alternatives? I could say that an hour means another term of Nazirus, but to do that, I have to make 2 leaps. One is I have to say, when he meant an hour, he meant a day. And then a day doesn't mean a day, it means 30 days. So I have to do 2 kind of leaps. But in other words, he says, I'm a Nazir and 1 hour. So what does that mean? So there's 2 alternatives what it means. Either it means that he's going to be Nazir for 31 days, or he's a Nazir for 2 terms of 30 days. Now, if it's 2 terms of 30 days, so then if it's 31 days, it's just the hour means a day. So that's it. But if it's 2 terms of 30 days, I have to say the hour means a day, and the day means another 30 days. So I got to do 2 leaps to do the 30 days, and the other one's 1 leap. So anyway, so the point being that I was as far to say that it's 31 days and not 60 days. So we think of all Harina Zir Shatan, Limne Shoshin Vechadyom, Tamashwala. So the Tam teaches me not this way. And then the top line on Zion of the Day, 7b, the top line, turn page, he says, Ve'itana Shachad, and if he only taught me the Shachad, that in other words, he's teaching me 1 term in the Zirus and 1 hour, he says, Mishum Delo Nachi Ladavka. He's not being so precise, so I'm adding on the different periods of time. In other words, he didn't say so precisely, he didn't explain so much what he meant. He says, Aval achat umechsa, if he says 1.5 terms, the nachit ledavka. Here he's being very precise. A person could take upon himself in his years for 45 days. And he says, achat umechsa. He says, ema lo limni tarti. I would say he doesn't have 2 terms, get 45 days. Kamashvalan, Kulu Nazir Shtayim. So Kamash Malan, that all of them are two terms of Naziris. All of them are two terms of Naziris. Okay, let me stop for station identification. Wait, so now for station identification, and then after station identification from the Aladaf, you'll get in with your comments for your question. Okay, now, this is going to go back a little bit to the previous Gemara, and then we'll come to this Gemara as well. What are you looking at there, Daniel? If it's not related to the daf, all right, it should be off gone if it doesn't relate to the daf. Now the Mishnah says that if one declares Harini Nazir Biyom Echad, I'm a hereby a standard Nazir plus another Nazir of one day, becomes a Nazir for two consecutive 30-day terms. The halacha is based on the fact that the minimum Nazir's term is 30 days. The pasuk which teaches that Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, non-specified Nazirus is 30 days, also indicates that every Nazirus term, even if specified for one day, takes effect for a minimum of 30 days. Now, we learned in the Darim that one who transgresses his neder is subject to Malchus for violation of the Isra Lo Yachel Dvaro. Don't make profane your word. The Gemara in the Darim Daf Gimel cites Braisa, which compares Nazirus to Nadarim. It says that a Nazir too is in violation of Lo Yachel Dvaro who fails to observe the laws of Naziris. The Gemara in the Darim on Daf Gimel explains that a Nazir who drinks wine, for example, is subject to two sets of Malkot, one for violating Isur stated in the passage, Lo Yayin Lo Yishteh, and the other for Lo Yachel Dvaro. In other words, every time a Nazir violates his net and Naziris, besides drinking wine, whatever else he's doing, he's also violating Lo Yachel Dvaro. So he says, the Minchas Sekinah wonders whether a Nazir who declared a one-day term of Nazirus is bound by the Easter of Lo Yachel Dvaro. In other words, let's say the person said, so here we had Nazir B'Yom Echad is where we hooked into this. But let's say a person, you had in the previous mission as well. He says, if he takes a Nazirus for one day, he argues that even though by scriptural decree this Nazir must observe a 30-day Nazirus term. In other words, as a matter of halacha, he said he's going to be a Nazir for one day. So there is no Nazirus for one day. So we're expanding it to 30 days. So he says, since he did not explicitly pledge to observe the laws of Nazirus for more than one day, he should not be subject to the Easter of Lo Yachel Dvaro after the first day. If, for example, he drinks wine on the second day of his term, he should be subject to one set of Malkot, but not for Lo Yachel Dvaro. That's what Minchas Chinuch is questioning. Okay, do you have that so far or not? All right, again, we said that if a person takes a Nazirus for one day term, he's going to be Nazir for 30 days. So we said every Nazir, if he violates the terms of his Nazirus, is going to be transgressing two lavim. One is, let's say he drinks wine. He'll be over on Lo Yachel Dvaro. He's making his word profane and not drinking the wine. But here, where he said he's going to be Nazir for one day, let's say from day two forward, he violates the term of Nazirus, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say he should only be able to chayav one set of Malkot, because he never said he was going to be a Nazir more than one day. So we're expanding it out based on halacha, but he never explicitly said, I'm going to be a Nazir for more than one day. Now, the Kilas Yaakov, that's the stifler, citing the Maharit, challenges the Minchas Chinuch argument. The Maharit, cited above in Daf Beis during the Aladaf, asserts that a vow of Nazirus is not an oath to refrain from wine in Easter Gavra or a declaration for one on oneself in Easter Chepta, rather than merely an adoption of the Nazir status. In other words, Marie says when a person makes an edit to be a Nazir, he's like signing up for a program. That's what he means. I agree to be a Nazir. He says the Nazir's obligation to abstain from wine and observe the Nazir's restrictions is merely a consequence. He means are merely the consequences. He says, of his newly elevated Nazir status. The fact that the Braisa in the Darim Daf Gimel applies the Easter of Lo Yachel Dvaro to a Nazir, even though he did not openly pledge or accept upon himself any Isurim, proves that a Nazir is bound by the Easter of Lo Yachel Dvaro not to violate the Nazir Isurim, which indirectly resulted from his declaration of Zerus. Accordingly, the Easter of Lo Yachel Dvaro should also apply to a Nazir who declared a one-day term, because a 30-day Nazir, even though he did not explicitly pledge a 30-day Nazir term. Okay, so let's go over. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying that there's always, the Gemara says Mefurash, that there's a Lo Yachel Dvaro component of every Nazirus. So, fine. But let's say the person took a neder to be a Nazir for one day, which we're saying it's spanning out to 30 days. So the Minchas Chinuch says, So he's not liable for Lo Yachel Dibro on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He never said anything about being a Nazir for those days. We say, as a matter of Allah, he has to observe 30 days. But since he never said it. So that's one side. But the Stipler wants to say that the Maharit would disagree with this, because the Maharit says that when a person takes a Neder to be a Nazir, it's not an Easter Gabra, it's not an Easter Chepza. It's like he's a different Mahus. He's saying, I'm a Nazir. I'm like signing up for the army. That's my new job. And now, as a result of that, he has different dina. So according to that, so it doesn't matter what he is. If he's a Nazir, he's a liable Lo Yachel Baro. Now, let me just do a little more with this. Now, the Mishnah on Dav Zayin says, if a person declares a reigning Nazir Kana, he says he's a Nazir for 30 days. The Mefarish, the Rashi, indicates that when a person said a reigning Nazir Kana, he intended to accept upon himself a small term of Nazirus, perhaps for only a few days. The Mishnah rules that he's a Nazir for 30 days, because stated above, one declares was a Nazir for one day, becomes a Nazir for 30 days. There's also something that's considered in the Meiri. So we saw the Rashi on the first Mishnah. He says Nazir Katana can mean even if he says like for a few days, and then but he's for 30 days because there's a minimum 30 days. Alternatively, Tosos, which we did, interprets Iranian Nazir Katana as meaning I'm here by Nazir, which I find effortless. The Mishnah teaches whether the person remarks after declaring himself a Nazir that he finds the observance of the Nazir is very difficult, very easy, he's a Nazir for 30 days. The Mishnah Lamelech wonders why Tosos rejected the Mefarish Pshat, which seems quite simple, and opted for another Pshat, which seems more forced. The Mishmar HaLevi, citing the above-mentioned Milchastina, points out a possible halakhic difference between the Mefarish and Tosos. He says, according to the Mefarish, if a person declares Arin Nazir Katana, then transgresses one of the Nazir restrictions during the 30-day term, perhaps we'd not be subject to a set of malakos for the violation of Lo Yachel Dibro. In other words, if we go with Lina Paschina, so there's an afkamina, because he said, I'm Nazir Katana. He said it for like a couple of days or something like that, but we're saying it's a matter of halakha, a few 30 days. As Lina Paschina explains, the person pledges the one day Nazir term, is that some malakos for Lo Yachel Dibro after the first day, since he did not explicitly accept the 30-day Nazir term. Tosfos perhaps does not want to limit the Lo Yachel Dibro liability in this case. Therefore, Tosfos explains that when a person declares Harini Nazir Katana, we assume he intended to declare a standard 30 days to his term, and the expression Katana was not added to limit his term, but as an innocuous remark regarding the mildness of his Nazirus. Accordingly, he would be subject to Malchus for Lo Yachel Dibro for the full 30-day term, since he explicitly accepted for himself a standard 30-day term of Nazirus. So he wants to say, assuming that the Rashi, Mefarish, and Tosfos subscribe to Paschina, it could be that why they're explaining the Mishnah differently is Mefarish wants to say that, so Mefarish says that a person just means a couple of days. So as a result of that, so after the couple of days, he wouldn't be chayav on Lo Yachel Dibro. It could be that Tosfos, why doesn't Tosfos explain like the Mefarish? It could be that Tosfos doesn't want to explain like the Mefarish because he doesn't want to say that people can get out of this Lo Yachel Dibro. So Tosfos learns that he just means I'm signing up for like a term that I find like easy. In other words, it's easy as pie being a Nazir. You know, that's all he means. But it's 30 days. It's supposed to be 30 days. But easy as pie doesn't mean less than 30 days. Easy as pie just means 30 days. But I find it easy as pie. All right. Now, all right. What do you want to say before, Daniel? Daniel, you have any questions, comments before?
Yes.
Wait, say again. Repeat. What? What about it? Or whatever it is, okay. What?
Does that make any difference here?
In the mission we just did? Yeah. So we said la halakha doesn't make a difference. It's another term.
No, the reason it's not one day is because it said and. The fact it says and.
No. The key is, he says, Harini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, that's one term,
right.
And is above that term. That's the key. He says, I'm a Nazir.
And more.
In addition, okay, now let's see the next mission because that'll come into play. Okay, so we're on Zion Amud Beis, line 4. Everybody with me? So, Manitin, Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom Mishachad. Now, here's a little differently. He doesn't say I'm a Nazir and Yom Echad. He's I'm a Nazir for 30 days, Mishachad, and 1 hour. Nazir Shloshim V'Echad Yom. So, in this case, the Tana says he's a Nazir for 31 days. In other words, he says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and an hour. That's 31 days. And before it was, I'm a Nazir. I'm a Nazir. I accepted one term. And he accepts an hour, a day, whatever. So that's the second term. Here he's just saying 30 days and a day. Like the, he says, Shloshim Yom Shachat, 30 days and an hour, which would sung as another day. Nazir Shloshim Yichad Yom, Shein Nazir L'Shav. There's no Nazir for hours. So here we're accumulating. In other words, here he didn't say, in other words, he's saying, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 hour. That's what he says. Before it was Nazir, I'm a Nazir and 1 hour. So Nazir is, I'm signing up for one term of Nazirus and an hour. Here he says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and an hour. So a person can be a Nazir for 31 days, for 35 days, for 40 days, whatever he wants. He says, right. Now, let's take a look at the Gemara. Now, the Gemara assumes, though, if a person would say, I'm a Nazir for 31 days, then he's a Nazir for 31 days. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rav, lo shanu damar shloshim v'chad yom. Aval amar shloshim yom v'yom echad. Let's say the person says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and 1 day. He says, Nazir shtayim. Then he's a Nazir for 2 terms of Nazirus, because here he's got an extra yom in there. So if he says, here in the Mishnah, he says, I'm shloshim yom v'sha'achad. But if he would say, shloshim v'achad yom, he would be for 31 days. But if he says, shloshim yom v'yom echad, that's 2 terms. You with me or not? Okay, that's the, right. Now, Nazir shtayim. So the Gemara explains that according to Rav, when you have superfluous verbiage, we're going to darshan the surplus verbiage. It says Rav Savar like Rabbi Akiva. Rav holds like the Tana Rabbi Akiva, the Darsh Lishni Yatera. He darshans out like the surplus, you know, verbiage. Ditnam, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Baba Batra, Loada Bor Veloada Dut. Now, if a person sells a house, so it sounds strange to our ears. A person I'm selling you the house, but when I sell you the house, that does not include the boar, the pit, or the dut is like the bricked off, like pit, like for water. That's not part of the sale. He says, Afa pishaktuvlo shkavlo kavruma. Even if I say I'm selling you the house and everything to the depths and the heights of the property, but it doesn't include the boar of a dut. What? Right. He says, but here it's like the boar and the dut would be like for water, like consumption, things like that. But Sarikli Kaflo Derek the Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the seller, in order to access the boar or the dut, has to work out a deal with the buyer because he sold the buyer everything except for the boar or the dut. Right. Now, the thing was a little strange. I always thought of the boar or the dut being outside the house. The Masifta said that that's in the house, which seems even harder to understand. But the I must say, I mentioned this to Rav Schefter today. He thought that was kind of surprising also. So the Masifta Gemara said, ba buy it in the house. It sounds like that. Now, one second. Chachamim omrim, Chachamim say, now it means like this. According to Rabbi Akiva, mocher is mocher ba'ayin yafeh. A person who sells ba'ayin yafeh, so he sells like in a generous manner. So he's selling him everything but for the boar dut, for the wool access to the boar dut. I'm giving selling. But Chachamim omrim, the say no. The mocher buying ra'a in mocher. He sells the buying ra'a. He's going to withhold for himself the access to it. But umod Rabbi Akiva. But here's the key line: the Tana Rabbi Akiva, who says that the seller is selling the access to the boradut, is mansha amar lo chutz me'elu. But if the seller says, I'm selling you the whole house except for the boradut. So he didn't have to say anything. Let's say he said nothing. So he's the boar dut is his. But let's say he says, I'm selling the whole house except for the boar of the dut, which is superfluous because he doesn't have to say that. Then he doesn't have to. Well, then under those circumstances, because in other words, he's darshaning out the extra verbiage, the surplus verbiage. So the same thing, Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva here, when in the neder and zeros, a person says that he's saying neder shloshim yom, and yom echad, that's extra yom, he's darshaning out that extra yom, okay? All right, now, okay, in the house as well. Okay, so the Yosef says, the Arsko says it's in the house. What? Okay. That's on the roof, yeah, okay. But that's a different word. That's a dud, right? This is dud, dalad bav tough. But the two words could be related because Dalin and Tuff are very similar sounds. So, I mean, they mean something different, but okay, but similar ideas. All right. Now, unless anybody has questions, I'm going to do a story. All right. Now, okay, here you got it. Now, this, we spoke about what a day is and so forth. So modern technology creates all sorts of interesting chilas. For example, many people fly from Israel to America. Since Israel is about 7 hours ahead of New York, fast end in Israel before they end in New York. When do travelers break their fast or start their fast in Israel and arrive in the U.S. after a full 24-hour period has ended, but before local time sunset? So let's say a person, let's say it's Som Gedalia, the person leaves Eretz Israel and there's a fast, and then he's coming to America, he lands in America before sunset here in America. So he's, does he have to wait till, you know, till nightfall here in America, or can we say that like he follows the time of Eretz Israel? Do they act according to Israeli time or U.S. time? The Mishnah Halacha Tzitzal quotes Rav Vosner Tzitzal that one ends according to the time zone of departure, even though in the place he landed in, they are still fasting. So Rav Vosner, according to the Mishnah Halacha, it has his kula that you could follow the place that you left. That's what he says. The Ravot Ephraim, that's Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Zichrono Livracha, he was a prominent post-take in Memphis. He disagrees, however. It comes out of the words of Rabba on Nazir Dav Zayin, although time continues to move, halachic obligations are created on a day-night basis. So, in other words, like we said that the Yom, he says, so why wouldn't one fast until nightfall where he is? What difference does it make where he left from, and what difference does it make if where he left from they finished the fast? The fast ends when night falls in one's locality. There must be some mistake in the quote from Rav Ozner Shlita. That's what Rav Ozner Prime said. Now, Rav Shmuel David HaKohen Friedman recounts that he personally heard a psak in this matter from Rav Ozner. In 2006, I was slated to leave Eretz Israel on the 17th of Tammuz and land in America when the fast was already over in Israel. The night before departure, I went to Rav Ozner's tzal and asked if I was obligated to complete the fast in America or not. Rav Ozner's surprising response was, since it is rabbinical, it was the fast is only the Rabbanon, and this question is not discussed in any earlier work, you may be lenient and privately break the fast when it's over in Israel, he said. Now, that's what he quotes here. So, all right. So, you know
what? What about the other direction? What about going again? From west to east?
Yeah. So the right. Okay. So
you go to Kula?
Right. So if we would right. So wait. Let's go slowly. No. That would work out the other way. So
right.
It would work out
fast.
It would work out more of a chumrah. In other words, if I'm keeping the fast right. From where, let's say I'm going from America to Israel, and then the fast ends earlier in Israel than it does in America, so then the svara would be, if correct. I'm following the svara, then I would have to do it. So the chora, if you're doing the kula, you should do the chumrah as well.
Wow. Maybe you're always the kula.
Well, I don't know. What Daniel wants to say, you'll be make it both ways, but I don't know. All right. I would think that there's a svara to say, which is what he quotes, there's a svara to say that you would follow the place that you're located in, and when nightfall is where you're located in, and that seems like the simpler shot, but here he quotes Rav Vosner as giving a kula. All right, I think that's going to be it for tonight. All right, so any questions, comments, thoughts? Let me end the recording, one second. Oh, yeah.